AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There seems to be sharp division on the Supreme Court over a Texas abortion law that would drastically cut the number of clinics in the state. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports once again Justice Anthony Kennedy appears to be holding the deciding vote.
The questions Kennedy asked of the lawyers didn't give away his position, but if he does side with the Texas law, a 4-4 split on the high court seems likely. And barring a rehearing of the case, that would leave the law in place, which backers say contains important safeguards for women's health, and opponents call a sham aimed at closing abortion clinics across the state.
Opponents of abortion have held a prayer rally outside a Planned Parenthood clinic in Houston, as the Supreme Court weighs the constitutionality of that Texas law.
Participants in the Houston rally read Bible passages.
You formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb.
And prayed.
For mothers haunted by the memory of abortion, that God might gently heal them of their pain.
The law requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and forces clinics to meet hospital-like standards. Texas says the law protects women's health, but the clinics say its real purpose is to reduce access to abortion. I'm Steve Coleman.
The prognosis is not good for Dr. Ben Carson's campaign. The retired neurosurgeon hasn't dropped out of the race yet, but he says he does not see a political path forward, and for that reason, Carson says he will not participate in tomorrow night's GOP debate in Michigan. In a statement posted on his campaign website, Dr. Carson promised to offer details of his future when he speaks Friday to a conservative conference in Washington. This is AP Radio News. While Chris Christie introduces Donald Trump at campaign events around the country, the governor of New Jersey finds himself sailing to rough seas back home.
After quitting the presidential race, Chris Christie returned to New Jersey to record low approval ratings. Then he endorsed Donald Trump, and they got lower. Then, after standing awkwardly behind Trump on Super Tuesday, Christie face became an internet meme, and not in a good way.
For a very proud governor who is accustomed to being at the center of the spotlight and to being almost revered, this has been a very hard fall from grace.
Montclair State University political scientist Bridget Harrison says privately many Republican state legislators say they can't wait for the Christie era to be over. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks made modest gains on Wall Street today as energy companies surged. The Dow was up a couple dozen points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.